So tell me again, what do I have here? The flag, because it's Memorial Day. All right? And who can tell me what Memorial Day is? What is it, Jonathan?
Today is April ending.
What?
Today is April ending.
The day to represent the people I've passed to help us.
Right. So Memorial Day is different than Veterans Day. Veterans Day, we celebrate everybody that served in the military or whatever, and all the armed forces. Memorial Day is to honor all those men and women that served in the armed services that died while they were in service. Now, it just didn't happen this year. Does anybody know how long we've been celebrating Memorial Day? What do you think? Take a guess. How many years? Close. Jonathan said two centuries. So since 1868, we've been celebrating Memorial Day, since the Civil War, to honor those, and that's because that day they went and put flags on all the graves of the soldiers that died during the Civil War. And that's what was the beginning of Memorial Day. So it's a very special day that we honor those soldiers, those men and women that fought for us because... And what was that for? For what? Right. So who can read me this? Peyton, can you read me this since you're so old now?
Home of the free because of the brave.
That's right. We are the home of the free because of the brave. So we have a lot of freedoms. Quit looking at the guy from Mars, all right? I'm over here. You want my eyes to light up like that? So... We have a lot of freedoms because the soldiers and the men and women that fought for our freedoms. What are some of the freedoms that we have? Can you name any?
To be able to, for boys and girls to go to the same school.
Go to school?
Freedom?
To vote?
Not segregated?
Not segregated?
Got one board? Got one page?
What about... That we are free to choose what church we want to go to. We are free to choose what we want to be when we grow up. We are free to go to school. We are free to choose what kind of school we want to go to. We're free to have our own choices, and that is a wonderful place to be. We're also free to come to church and to believe in Jesus Christ. Do you know it's because of Jesus Christ? He sacrificed, just like the men and women in the military did. He sacrificed his life so we could be free. The penalty of sin before Jesus was death. But because Jesus died for our sins, we are free. So we need to be thankful for all of those wonderful things. So let us say a prayer. Dear Lord, we are so thankful for the freedom that we enjoy. We are thankful for those who paid the ultimate price for our freedom, and that we can remember them in all that we do, and that we will honor them in what we do. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.